And Joseph is the story of the Lord descending into the very sensory realm of appearances to straighten it out. So so that just gives you a little bit of context for what the story is about. So we read about, it was pointed out about the relationship of the internal to the external from 4963. So the internal basically goes into the external, and that's how angels and spirits can know about the world and how that level that the external man can know about heaven. That's kind of how it was framed. So, you know, what does that mean for us interiorly? What it means is that the internal is the same story as Joseph as the Lord, what is internal, descending into Egypt, which is the letter of the word. So you or the knowledges of at the level of the letter. So what Joseph describes is this process, and it's just holding on to these kind of more structural sort of framework ideas as you go through, and then maybe more fit into the picture as to how it can be applied. But essentially what this is about is a new understanding of the word coming into the letter, which is what we struggle with, translations and things that can help, but it's still a struggle, right? I mean, we're still dealing with pretty deep things, even though we're only really dealing with them at the surface. But the thing is that it's just holding on to the fact that it's talking about the word's operation within the human mind, because that's what the Lord is interested in. He's interested in saving souls. And he does that by freeing us from being stuck in the appearances of things. So the first part is a bit clearer. You know, we get some really good teaching on what charity is. So we get a definition of charity and we get examples, right? The thing to remember here is that the external, what we call, what the writings call the benefactions of charity, are those external works that we do in terms of others, which is all necessary and needful. But charity itself is something internal. So charity, the first of charity, is to shun evils as sins against the Lord. So charity, to love your neighbor, is to deal with the things that arise in you that the Lord gives you to see. Because if you do that, then your capacity to meet others on a more external plane will be increased. Your sensitivity to their need and what's really required in a situation will increase. So it's not that it's one or the other, it's both. We engage in external activity, which often reveals our true motives, which gives us inner work to then begin to apply these principles on a more interior level, so that when we do things on a more exterior plane, it comes from a truer kind of motive. Yeah, so that's just a few kind of pointers to frame this, because it is a difficult series. It's interesting. It's the story of Joseph and the letter is, you know, a fascinating story just at that level. So what I would recommend you do as you go through this, as we go through this over the next year, because, you know, we're going to be dealing with it for a while, is track back to the contents, you know, whether you get a summary of the contents or a summary of the verses that you're going through, go back to those every now and again so that you reorientate your mind as you move through the more detailed aspects of the text. And that way, you know, you'll have an anchor, something just to hang on to as you go through.